One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hi, friends. My name is Riley, and this is Gianna. We went to the same high school. We were good friends and saw each other all the time. We would go over to each other's house after school. Our families were both well off. We'd go shopping on the weekends and buy gifts for each other. And we went on vacations together. Gianna's family is still very rich. But unfortunately, my dad went bankrupt. He had to sell off everything we owned to pay off his debt. We had a beautiful house. We had to sell it and move to a small apartment instead. Gianna came to visit a week later. As I was showing her the apartment, she was looking around quietly. Finally, she said, "You said the apartment was small, but this is tiny." "I think my room is bigger than this whole place," she said. I noticed the condescending look on her face, but I thought, no way, I must be imagining it. Then she said, "Did you rent this place furnished? Everything looks so old, and nothing matches." That's when I knew I wasn't wrong. She was looking down on me. I never expected this from her. True, we weren't rich anymore, but I was still the same person. What difference did it make for her whether I was rich or poor? In my room, I offered her to sit on the bed. "Let me get us something to drink," I said. Gianna stared at the bed. She brushed off the spot where she was going to sit as if it were dirty.
Ew.
She seemed disgusted. "Are you sure you'll be able to live in a place like this?" "I'd be so mad at my dad if I were you," she said. "Why would I be mad at my dad? He's made sure I've had a great life until now. It would be unfair to blame him for things that weren't his fault. This could happen to anyone. Even you," I said. Gianna said, "I don't understand why you protect your father. Don't get me wrong, but my dad is not a loser like yours. I don't think he'd ever put me in such a situation." This was too much. I said, "Gianna, you better watch what you say. You can't talk about my father like that. He's a really good person." Gianna left soon after this. The next day, I was surprised when she came up to me at school. She said, "Riley, I'm sorry. You're my best friend. I said those things yesterday only because I care about you." I forgave her because I thought she understood her mistake, but I would soon discover that I was wrong. And once again, Gianna would disappoint me. That evening, my mom and I were making dinner in the kitchen. My dad came home. He kissed my mom and me. Those days, he was working 2 jobs. He would leave his day job and come home. He would eat dinner with us. Then he would go to his 2nd job. Both of his jobs were far from home, but really close to each other. I said, "Dad, are you coming all the way home just to eat dinner? Why don't you grab something by your work?" He said, "I'm not coming all the way home just to eat dinner. I'm coming all the way home to eat with you, with my family." Mom said, "Darling, you get so tired. We can get by even if you work just 1 job. And Dad said, looking at me, "I want Riley to go to a good college. So I'm working 1 job for the whole family and the other one just for my daughter." When we heard him say that, both my mother and I were so moved. The following day, there was a math exam. Gianna came up to me. Her eyes were so puffy because she'd pulled an all-nighter. I felt sorry when I saw her like that. "Your grades are already so good. Why are you pushing yourself so hard?" I asked. Gianna smiled. "I decided to become the valedictorian," she said. "Girl, I can't believe how driven you are. If that happens, you'll have to write a speech and all that. Do you want to do all that?" Gianna was excited. "That's exactly why I want to be the valedictorian. Imagine, I'm making an inspiring speech and thanking my dad, and he is unable to hold back his tears and starts crying. Wouldn't that be amazing?" she said. I could see why Gianna would want to do that. Her parents got divorced when she was a baby. Unfortunately, her mom left Gianna and disappeared. No one knows where she is now. She hated her mom for leaving her. Her dad was her everything. She wanted to make her father proud by graduating as valedictorian and dedicating her speech to him. Since I knew she was capable of doing anything she wanted to, I was sure she would do it. After the exam, Gianna said, "This week was really intense. Let's have a slumber party at my place. I'll invite some friends from my old school, too." "That would be so cool. We can have some fun," I replied. When I went to Gianna's on Saturday, I saw that she'd invited two other friends. I'd never met them before. Like we did at every slumber party, we were chatting over milk and cookies before we went to bed. Gianna looked at me and said, "Riley, I know this might upset you, but I want to ask Jasmine and Melissa about this for your sake." I wasn't sure what Gianna was talking about. She turned to the other girls. "Imagine you wake up tomorrow morning and your dad says, 'We've lost all our money. We're moving to a tiny apartment with used furniture.' Would you tell your dad, 'Dear Daddy, that's awesome news. Let's move.' Or would you confront your dad about it?" I was baffled. Why had Gianna brought this up? And why would I talk about my private life with people whom I just met? Before the girls could say anything, I said, "Gianna, you're out of line. Why does this bother you so much?" She said, "Because you need to accept that I'm right. It makes me sad to see you living poor. Your dad's responsible for it, but you can't see it. And you're still protecting him." I jumped up. "Gianna, can you call me a cab? I want to go home," I said. Condescendingly, Gianna said, "Sure, I'll call you a cab, but do you have the money to pay for it?" So I got up and left. Our friendship with Gianna ended that night. Even though I was so sad, there was nothing I could do. She was the one who pushed it this far. After that, we stopped talking. There was a ton of stuff to do for school anyway. We were both studying a lot. As I'd expected, Gianna graduated as valedictorian. We weren't friends anymore, but I was still happy for her. And I was curious about her graduation speech as well. Finally, graduation day had arrived. The ceremony was held in the soccer field at school. We, the students, were on one side, in our caps and gowns. The families were sitting separately. There was a stage and a podium. First, our principal spoke, and then some teachers. Then it was time for the valedictorian address. Gianna's name was announced. She was very distracted as she was receiving her prize. She was looking around all the time, and she did not look happy at all. Gianna went up to the podium to give her address. She was reading the speech she prepared. Just as I had guessed, she started out by mentioning her dad in the first sentence. She said she loved him so much and that she owed all of her success to him. But for some reason, she wasn't passionate at all. It seemed like she just wanted to finish the speech and get off the podium. Suddenly, she stopped talking and tears came pouring out of her eyes. When she started talking again, she wasn't reading from her cards anymore. "I wrote the speech months ago, but I don't want to go on. Because my father, to whom I dedicated this address, is not here right now. Do you know why? He has an important meeting at work. I told him that today was really important and that he should come no matter what. And he said, 'I'll come to your college graduation. High school is not that important.' When I insisted, he said, 'You don't know it, but this is how money is made. I have to attend this meeting. Don't make a big deal out of this. I will get you an expensive graduation present. But the only graduation present I want is my dad. And he doesn't realize that. In fact, he never has. My dad always thought the presents he got me were enough. Gianna stormed off the podium after she said this. We were all shocked. I couldn't just sit there, so I went after her. I found her sitting under a tree and crying. I sat down next to her. She looked up. When she saw me, she gave me a hug and began sobbing even harder. Riley, I was so jealous of your relationship with your father. That's why I wanted you to blame your father, because I was so jealous of how much he loved you and cared for his family. I'm a bad person. I tried to destroy your relationship with your dad. Hearing this from her shocked me, but I still understood her. Gianna was someone who never got any love from either of her parents. That's why it was normal that she was jealous of me. Maybe if I were in her shoes, I would feel the same way. I hugged her. Yes, she had tried to hurt me, but she didn't succeed, because she couldn't grasp how strong the bond between my father and I is. And no one can destroy this relationship.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, friends. My name is Daisy. I have a very rare genetic condition. I'm sure you'll be surprised to hear this. I can't feel physical pain of any kind. You heard that right. I have no sense of pain. It's actually a disorder. The medical term for it is congenital insensitivity to pain. What exactly does that mean? Let me give you some examples. Let's say your little brother has been playing with Lego and left some pieces on the floor, and you accidentally stepped on one. It would hurt, right? Well, I don't feel that. It doesn't hurt when I step on little Lego pieces, because I don't feel pain. Here's another example. I'm sure you must have stubbed a toe against a table leg at least once, and it hurt a lot. You might have felt like you wouldn't be able to stand the pain. As you probably guessed, I feel nothing when I stub my toe. Even if I were to stub my toe so hard that it would break, I'd just keep on walking. All this might sound pretty good to you. You might be thinking, it must be wonderful to never feel any pain. I wish I were like you. But it's not like that at all. Because the feeling of pain is the body's warning system. It is vital for our survival. Think of it this way. If there's something that is harming you, your brain alerts you through pain. You have to do something to stop the pain. If you don't feel the pain, you're not aware of the danger. And this can have really bad consequences. For example, I got a second-degree burn in my mouth from eating French fries. Why? Because I couldn't feel that they were super hot. I kept eating them and damaged my tongue and the roof of my mouth. If you were in my place, you'd feel your mouth burning after the first bite. You would either wait for the fries to cool off or only eat them after blowing on them. But people like me can't tell the fries are too hot and keep on eating them. So I ended up getting burns all over my mouth that day. One of the biggest issues for people who can't feel pain is not realizing that they have broken a bone. Last winter, I went skiing with my family. It's perfectly normal to fall down when you ski, so I fell down a few times that day. At dinner, I noticed there was something funny about my right hand. I kept dropping the fork. "I'm so clumsy today," I said. My dad said, "I don't think that's normal," and took me to the hospital. The x-ray showed I had multiple fractures in my shoulder and in my upper arm. Since I didn't feel any pain, I had no idea that I broke something during one of my falls, and I just continued skiing. Of course, there are some advantages to not being able to feel pain. For example, you can get as many tattoos as you like, and you can get all the piercings you want. My mom says that I have to wait until I turn 18 before getting any tattoos. So I haven't been able to get any yet. But I'm planning to get a lot of tattoos in the future because I love them so much. It's nice to know they won't hurt at all, although I hope I don't overdo it because of that. I think I forgot to tell you, people who have my disorder don't feel any body aches either. So we never get headaches, and we never wake up in the middle of the night because our teeth hurt. Speaking of teeth, my dentist doesn't give me anesthesia when he's filling my cavities or pulling my teeth, because I don't need it. But still, he always keeps asking, "Are you sure? Does it really not hurt at all?" Naturally, I say no. And every time this happens, he goes, "This is a miracle! Unbelievable!" This disorder also presents unique challenges for parents of children who have it. As a baby, I never cried. I was smiling all the time. My mom used to say, "I'm so lucky. My baby is so well behaved." Once, my mom forgot to change my diaper. Still, I just kept on smiling. Since I sat in dirty diapers for a long time, I got a rash. My mom was baffled that I didn't even cry. That's when she thought for the first time, "This is too much. Is something wrong with my child?" But since she'd never heard of anything like pain and sensitivity before, she had no way of knowing that that was the problem. Do you know when my family finally figured out I had this disorder? On my 6th birthday. My parents hung up a huge piñata at my birthday party. All the kids were waiting for their turn to hit it. There was a huge stick. Each kid would get blindfolded and be given the stick, and then hit the piñata as hard as he could. One of the kids missed the piñata and whacked me on the head instead. He got confused because he was blindfolded. My mom screamed and came running to me. I'd just gotten hit on the head with a huge stick, but I didn't care at all. Mom said, "Daisy, did that hurt real bad?" I asked her with a smile, "What does that mean?" Because there was no pain in my life, my vocabulary didn't contain any words associated with pain. We went to see a doctor the next day. After a series of tests, they diagnosed me with congenital insensitivity to pain. As I said, it is a very rare disorder. The odds of having it are 1 in 1,000,000. So what causes it? Doctors are now sure that it's a genetic condition, but they don't yet know precisely why pain does not occur in the body. There are two theories. According to the first theory, the nerves of people with this disorder are directing the pain signal to the wrong part of the brain. The brain can't go into alarm mode since it's not receiving the pain signal. When a normal person touches a very hot saucepan, our brain orders the nerves to immediately feel pain and remove your hand. But if that person is oblivious to the pain, their brain doesn't give that order, even if they're touching the hot pan. Speaking of hot pans, a few summers ago, we went to a seaside resort. I went to the beach early in the morning. I laid down on a sunbed, didn't get up for hours. It was almost noon. "I'll take a dip now," I thought. In the meantime, the sand on the beach got sizzling hot. I started walking towards the water without even thinking about it. My brother swears he saw smoke coming out from under my feet as I was walking. That day, the hot sand burned most of the skin on the bottom of my feet. Before I forget, let me tell you about the second theory the doctors have about pain and sensitivity. According to this one, people like me have a higher than average amount of endorphins in their brains. This is why we don't feel pain. Endorphins are also called the happiness hormone because this hormone makes people feel happy. For example, when you get a good grade, or when you eat after being hungry for a long time, or when you hug someone you love, your brain releases endorphins. This is what makes you feel happy in that moment. I think this theory is definitely correct. We don't feel pain because we release too many endorphins. Why do I think so? Because I'm always in a good mood. I've never been depressed in my life. I never cry. I always laugh. I even had a bad experience once because of this. My best friend's grandmother died 4 or 5 years ago. I went to the funeral to be there for her. No matter how much I tried, I couldn't bring myself to feel sad. I felt like laughing all the time. At some point, I couldn't hold it anymore, and I laughed. Naturally, everyone stared at me. Thankfully, I was really young. People thought I was just being childish. Back then, I didn't know why I felt that way. But now I know that an overdose of endorphins made me laugh at that funeral. Another issue people like me have is that they are too brave. Why are we like this? Because the feeling of pain has not one, but two functions. First, it warns us. This is how we realize something is harming us. But also, it educates us. We find out what harms us and learn to keep away from the danger in the future. Let's say you decided to jump off a wall. You jumped without thinking and sprained your ankle as a result. You learn your lesson and never jump from something so high again. People like me don't have pain to teach us these lessons. This is why we are so brave. We behave fearlessly when we're faced with dangers that might harm us. At the hospital, I met a guy named Jake who, just like me, had pain and sensitivity. We met up once because we shared the same problem. I noticed that, weirdly, Jake was always trying to get into a fight. He was constantly provoking people. As we were walking, a dog barked at us. The owner was this huge guy. Jake started yelling at him without even looking up to see how big he was. There was no need to blow this out of proportion, but he almost got into a fist fight with the guy. When he calmed down, I asked him why he acted that way. He said, "Because it's so much fun. I get into fights at least once a week, and I usually end up getting beaten up. Of course, it never hurts. I keep laughing while the other person is hitting me. I get such a kick out of seeing the looks on their faces." Obviously, that was the last time I ever saw Jake. You might be wondering if there's any cure for this disorder. Unfortunately, there isn't. As I said earlier, it afflicts very few people in the world. This means very few customers for pharmaceutical companies. When there are so few potential customers, companies don't spend money on research. This is why I'm pretty sure they won't be developing a cure for my disorder anytime soon. Thank you for listening to me. If you like stories like this, you can subscribe to this channel now. And you can get notified when new videos are uploaded. See you!
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.